Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's 10 to 11 for Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Mick Cowley joins me. How are you, Mick?
Hello, Cozzy. How are you this morning, mate?
Good. Well, I'll tell you what, Dapto's been in the news the last 24 hours.
It's been an incredible 24 hours. We were all a bit shocked and stunned by that announcement that they made yesterday. They were ceasing operations effective immediately. We've been down at Dapto this morning. The CEO, Tony Mestrov, has been down at Dapto and has made an announcement. And thankfully, Tony joins us on the line now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. As you said, we were shocked and stunned by the news yesterday, and you made a point of heading down to Dapto overnight and talking to participants and then making an announcement outside the racetrack this morning.
Yeah, exactly, Michael. I was absolutely shocked and blindsided by the announcement, as were the participants and members of the Dapto Club. We made an announcement today that we've appointed an administrator effective immediately, which is Grant Carroll. Grant's a former steward of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. We asked certain questions to the club about financial reporting their accounts, and they weren't forthcoming. And Geron SW has now taken the step to take over the club and then followed by a forensic audit.
I did see some reports that was saying that this was all about Dapto wanting to have Thursday nights. That's not correct, apparently?
That's not correct. I went to this morning and in the financial deal and we'll discuss with clubs in relation to their race date. We discussed last year about Thursday night possibly moving because of the lack of nominations, and the club didn't want it. So we didn't move and said, look, let's chat in 12 months' time. So that negotiation and discussion period started early. We had no intention of moving. All we wanted to make to the club clear was that there would be no nominations and they could possibly look at other dates. Or days of the week. So that's all it was. And it was never locked at any time Saturday race at that night. I just want to make that really clear.
As you mentioned, all 14 of the 15 TAB clubs had agreed to this and signed and done their own negotiations with GRNSW, but Dapto are the odd man out.
Yeah, correct. We've been negotiating over the last 4 months. We've been consulting and negotiating with all 15 TAB clubs to finalise their agreements and basically give them security for the future. And never in Greyhound Racing history have the clubs had a 3-year agreement and guaranteed their future. And those amounts increase every year. And there's only one that didn't sign that, and that was Dapto. And it became increasingly alarming for us during the negotiation period around the lack of administration of financial reporting at Dapto. And we asked some more for requests around their finances, and they weren't forthcoming. So, you know, real alarm bells rang, and I think it's a trigger for what happened yesterday. And the other clubs, all the agreements are the same for all the clubs, and it was, as I said, absolutely alarming. The decision was made yesterday. It was a shock for all of us.
You say it was a shock, yeah, but you were obviously very disappointed that it actually got to that point.
Oh, look, it's an iconic club. It's one of the most iconic clubs in Australia, the Dapto Club, and we definitely want to keep racing at Dapto. And it was through a negotiation period, and sure, in negotiations, there were things the club wanted, and obviously GRNSW, but I thought we'd been negotiating, and most of those issues had been put in the past. So it obviously been something long-term and a long-term strategy to develop the park. We'd even spoken to Dapto Club about providing funding for moving the track so they could put in a soccer field, and they're in the forward estimates for that fund, the $30 million funding. I think it's $2.5 million out of that $30 million for a new track. So we discussed that with the club, and we're fully supporting what they're doing. But obviously there's something important that we're going to find out, Michael.
Tony, were you surprised at the turnout this morning? One of the amazing things was the number of participants that did turn up to lend their support to GRNSW.
I thought it was great. What came down, as I said last night, from really gave us support. We came out ahead with the race lead tonight. The support from the participants has been incredible. I want to show leadership and all the leadership, and obviously the club has done the wrong thing. And they haven't consulted the business nor their members. And I want to show some leadership and also the way they're going to get racing going has been fully supported by the GRNSW. We're here for collaboration at the end of the day, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Tony, the club has a meeting scheduled for this evening. What's the prospects for that meeting going ahead?
Look, as I said today in the press conference, we're going to move heaven and earth to race tonight. We've got two curators on standby. We'll be obviously getting access later. Just obviously where the league is at the moment. But the initiative has been completed and we're ready to go tonight.
Tony, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with it. I'm sure there's plenty more to unfold at Dapto, and we'll hear more about it throughout the day today.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
So the word is, Mick, they race tonight.
Well, fingers crossed. As Tony said, he'll do everything in his power to make it happen. He has a lot of people. I know he has a lot of people on standby to prepare the track. Once GMHW does, or the administrator does, get inside, there's staff ready to work tonight. So it's kind of all in place. It's just a matter of getting in and getting it done at the moment, I think. It seems to be the case, Cozzy. But fingers crossed that we do go ahead, because I know participants down in Dapto are very keen to race tonight.
Too right, there would be. All right, now, Whitworth Park last night, the young dog Lightning Vision.
Hey, very impressive. We've heard a little bit about this dog from time to time. Did compete in the Million Dollar Chase Series at Goulburn. Again, was a finalist in the Goulburn Cup a few weeks ago against Good Odds Harada. Very, very talented dog, but just hasn't really put everything together at Wentworth Park on one big night. Did that last night, 29.72 performance, which was absolutely wonderful. Drew the one, railed through on that first turn, and away it went for a very impressive win. It's now on 7 of 13 for Neil Staines, and the future looks brighter. As I said, it's not young in age, but it's young in experience, only 13 starts, and I know Neil's got a very big opinion. He's trained some good dogs in the past. He's got a very big opinion of this one. It might be one to keep an eye on for the future, Cozzy.
All right. We spoke very briefly yesterday about the fields for the Richmond Maiden. Have you had a closer look?
Well, I had a bit of a look. Mate, the unraced ones are the ones that are interest to me in particular. You look at Heat 1, the unraced ones that jump out are Rock Solid for Peter Legagioni and Zilla Bizarra. Rob Tyler's got one that looks talented on some of its trial performances, Zipping Blondie. In the third heat, another one for Rob, Zipping Brady and Libby's Fancy. Fourth heat, Zipping Red, stablemate of those other Zippings with Rob Tyler. And Royal M. Grand, trained by Luke Azzopardi, who had that Mrs. M. Grand, who won the Nowra Cup on Monday. And another one for Luke Magic M. Grand in the last heat. And another one for Pete Legagioni, Vintage Barola. They are the ones that I'd be certainly keeping a close eye on tomorrow in those five heats at Richmond of the Maiden Series.
All right. For someone looking for a real good mate, it's Adoption Day this Saturday.
It is indeed. We spoke about it briefly yesterday, Cozzy, and we'll keep reminding people because it's such a good cause, and yeah, they're such good pets, as we said yesterday. Get down there to Pet Barn at Campbelltown this Saturday between 10 and 2 p.m. Find out everything you need to know about a greyhound. Find out everything you need to know about a forever pet, and hopefully you might end up taking one home and spoiling it rotten, and it'll spoil you rotten.
Too right. Now, you got a couple of winners today.
Mate, I've got one. Obviously, with Dapto, we just don't know at this point whether they'll go ahead. So we'll stay away from Dapto. We'll just head to Maitland. And there's one that jumps out in race five, Cozzy, number 8, Castle Archer. Began fast and charged to the lead last start, led until the final hot when it was just beaten in very fast time. It's perfectly drawn tonight and really should go one better and get the cash in race five. That's number 8, Castle Archer.
All right, good. And you, Mickey, you'll have a busy day ahead, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All good. Thanks, Cozzy. Appreciate the time, mate.